Come on, guys. We may live in the dirt, but our base doesn't need to smell like it. Maybe some cleaning can help improve morale. Getting this month's worth of laundry clean would definitely help. This smell could be a new torture device. There. Laundry cart is all loaded up. Seeing as it's my turn to handle laundry this month, I'll make sure that this crap smells like roses! As best as I can. Well, can't complain too much. At least we have access to plenty of soap regularly. Too bad we can't eat it. Ugh. Maybe we can use the stuff to keep predators away when we hunt. Oh, we can make a stink bomb and bomb the whole palace and take over. It's genius. Oh, man. Darren? Where is he going in such a rush? I thought he was on kitchen duty today. You are late.
1,000 apologies, Your Majesty. I had to excuse myself from chore duty. That wench of mine likes to preach clean homes, clean souls, or such tranquil nonsense.
There he is. But who is he meeting with? And you're certain you weren't followed? Especially by that filthy girlfriend of yours. What? No way. Is that the Queen?
Of course not, Your Majesty. Rest assured, that wench is in the midst of cleaning. It's all she's good for, honestly.
Wench? What? Good. With that, we may now discuss our business.
Naturally. We still need to discuss the matter of... my reward.
Reward? Hands to yourself, vermin. I did not give you leave to approach me, let alone to touch me. Now kneel.
Yes, Your Highness. Forgive my imprudence. My life is but to serve you, my queen. And by your service, all has gone according to your plan.
Plan? What plan?
My successful infiltration into this group, swaying a few to your cause, fooling that bitch into falling into your hands, all the while claiming the heart of her lover with slow and simple suggestions. It was so easy I had to take days away just to laugh. Having that little pet of yours in my clutches was a true delight. Seeing her waste away, feeding her rotted food, throwing the filthy water from our baths onto her. It brought me such joy I could hardly stand it. Honestly, I've despised her since I met her 2 years ago. Always watching me, insisting on joining me on missions, never once leaving me breathing room. It's as if she knew, but never breathed a word because she'd never had solid proof. I knew one day she'd unearth my true identity, so handing her over to you was my greatest reprieve I could have received. Were it up to me, I'd kept her in our cage just to torment her. But, by your will, Majesty, I have relinquished her to you. None were stirred by our abduction last night.
No. All this time, wait, they took her? She's not in the dungeon? But how? Surely the guards would have noticed. Darren and his crew, the best in our group. No, he wouldn't have. You've done very well, my slave. Very well indeed.
All in order to please you, your majesty. It's all I desire.
Well, now, with such steadfast loyalty, you should be rewarded. I bet I know something you desire even more. Rise, my pet.
Yes, my queen. Being brought to my feet with your beautiful hand under my chin. Such gentle strokes to my cheek. My queen, I...
Do you want me?
Yes, my queen. She's pressing her body to mine.
You've lied for me.
Without hesitation, her arms, they embrace me so tenderly.
You've killed for me.
All who stood in your way. I even killed those who helped me. I'm a good boy for you. Her lips, they're so close.
You're such a good boy. Then may I ask one final selfish request of you, my loyal dog?
Anything, my queen, command me, I beg of you.
Would you die for me?
What?
Darren! To think I'd allow such vile vermin like you into my embrace. Let alone my bed. It is laughable at best. Luckily, now I will never have to tolerate your stench tainting my sheets. I could see it in your eyes ever since we first met. You were a pathetic little man who longed for power and was willing to do anything to achieve it, even if it meant sacrificing your comrades to get it. And as great as I may seem to you now, someone like you would easily betray me for another who is greater, as is the way of parasites. You're nothing like my little bird. She stayed loyal to a fault. It was as laughable as it was admirable. Even when faced with the truth of her situation, she never wavered that her fellow rebellious rats would come to save her.
She what? Not even for a second?
My queen, you said...
I have not once longed for you in my bed. The only one who can quench my fire now lies in my chambers once more. Delivered to me on a silver platter. By you. How like a dog to go fetch what his master wants.
How good. I thought.
What? You thought you were special? Fuck! That I'd want you at my side. I haven't lived this long to not recognize a parasite for what it is. You've been nothing but my pawn, Darren. And now you've outlived your usefulness.
You bitch. I did everything you asked. I gave up everything. Everything for you.
Your everything is nothing to me. But you may perish knowing you served me one final time. You will make a delightful snack for my hounds. Guards, throw this filth to the dogs. It's all it's good for now. Now that I've taken care of the trash, it's time for me to collect my reward. Hold on, sweetie. Your queen is coming home. It was him. It was all him this whole time. He betrayed us. He betrayed me. Oh, the gods, what have I done?
Listen to me, and listen well. There shall be no more delays. There is much to do to plan for the wedding this week, and it must go without a single hitch. I want guards around every inch of the palace. Leave no corner unguarded, no secret passage open. No one gets in, no one gets near my darling. And under no circumstances is my little bird allowed to escape. Am I making myself clear?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Good. Because if so much as a single problem arises, one little plan goes awry, I'll have no problem with decorating my garden with your dismembered corpses.
Yes, Your Majesty.
No. This is all my fault. My love. How could I? And now?
No. Enough wallowing. I won't allow that monster to have you. I must move quickly and gather the rest of the resistance. We have a wedding to crash and much to repent for. Don't worry, my love. I'll make this right. I'll make all of this right.